Vincent Bonner and Seamus McGettigan getting back into a rally car to mark the 50th anniversary of the Donegal International Rally, part of the demonstration run on Sunday afternoon. Vincent, it's like Christmas, it's like being a child again for you.
Yeah, you can say that, Oisin. You know, I've been out of a car for 20 odd years now and had no intention ever going back into a car. And Donna rang me one day and he said he was trying to organise this to try and mark the 50th. And he says it's kind of separate away from the rally, and just he was trying to get as many people as he could that won the rally and try and organise it like that and get a gathering together and to go back to Rosapenna where it really started. And he asked me would I do it, and I said I thought about it for a while, and he says come on, you'll do it. He says he's the first to win the rally from the county, he says, and the only Donegal crew to win it. So at that time, and I said, well, okay, I'll give it a go. And he says to me, well, we'll take it from there. And he says, I'll be in contact with you and whatnot. And I was apprehensive about doing it, to be quite honest with you. And then as the time went on and different people heard what was happening and kind of got me G'd up and whatnot. And then Paul McDevitt, he built a brand new BDA car, Mark II. And I'd only had done two rallies, and he came on board and he says to me, the car's there for you. He says, whatever, you can take it and work away and do whatever you want with it. And I says, well, I'm very grateful for that. And I says, we'll see how it goes. And then I went up to Barry Dens. The car was after coming from Belgium. And they told me to take a run in the car, you know, to get familiar with it and whatnot. And I took it for a run and whatnot. And I'll tell you, see after that. it was all go, to be quite honest with you. You know, it was, you know, like a child getting a new toy or something like that. But really, really excited about it now.
Yeah. Listen, we're here the night before. I'm sitting watching you out the back here, and you're getting all kitted out, and the seat has been fixed, and the belts has been fixed, and I'm sure that brings back a lot of memories for you. So it does, and there'll be lots of memories tomorrow as well, Vincent, when you and this man's heading down the road.
Yeah, that's correct. You know. You know, I suppose, as I said, it's a long time since I got in a rally car, and I'd say equally as long since I had a helmet on me. And, you know, it's just to get familiar with all these things again and get the seat properly and the belts properly lined and whatnot, and just get comfortable and before we go down as far as Rosapenna. So that's the way we're going now, anyway.
Yeah. You're teaming up again, Seamus, so you are. You'll have to be on your game tomorrow, so you will.
Well, after 50 years, you're kind of no problem now at this stage.
Yeah. And these are fantastic memories together, Seamus, and well, particularly down in the Downings direction.
Definitely, all good ones. Yeah. Great, very great memories. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to this now, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And the likes of James Cullen, Andrew Nesbitt, obviously Donna Kelly's got Manus Kelly's car tomorrow, and Donald's going to join him, and there's a list of other names. John Lyons is getting back into a car as well, so all you old guys, I'm sure the crack will be good tomorrow, Seamus.
Well, a right contingent to gather up with, and the crack will be good, and a lot of light old, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. It won't be the first time you told a lie, Seamus.
That's that guy.
I'm losing him tomorrow, so I'm Vincent. I'm going to have to work, try and figure it all out on my own. But listen, you and Seamus know these stages tomorrow very well. You are going to take part in the High Glen and Atlantic Drive in the demonstration run. But from a competitor's point of view, what are these young boys all going to face tomorrow? Callum Devine, Matt Edwards, Alistair Fisher, Josh Moffat, the likes of Kevin Gallagher. We've got Garton, the Drive, and obviously High Glen. How testing are they going to be for the competitors?
They will really, really enjoy themselves. They couldn't be going into three better stages tomorrow. You know, Garton is a fantastic stage, and then the Drive, that, you know, it must be my favourite stage of all the time. You know, people are talking about Nagala and everything, and I says, no, there's nothing like Atlantic Drive. And Glen, sure, it stands out in his own, and there's no question them boys will really enjoy it, yeah.
Just finally then, you're a rally man. These are all friends. There's always a competitive age. What's going to happen tomorrow when all you boys get into cars and you are all lined up to go around these stages?
Well, as we stay, you know, probably I'll say to you now, you know what, my age now and I'm plenty of experience behind me, we'll, you know, just take it nice and easy. But I'll tell you, when the mist comes up when you get into Glen, you'll be trying, don't you worry.
We'll Andrew Nesbitt's planning on not taking it easy, so.
Well, we're all in the same boat. He's showing his hand. That's the only thing we're not.
Listen, Bunce, good to talk to you and good to see you, and Seamus as well. I'll miss you tomorrow, but I'm sure I'll see you later on Sunday. Good luck and enjoy the demonstration run, man.
No bother. Thank you very much. No bother.